I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Evening News for Tuesday, August 23. Coming up, over 200 Jamaicans receive land titles. Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning encourages more citizens to enroll in its programs. And Ministry of Education receives new school furniture. The news in detail after the break. Residents of Morant Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, August 27, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, 12 Church Street. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, August 27, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, Morant Bay. Now the news. Adjudication committees are to be established in three new parishes under the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP. Adjudication committees are set up to help determine ownership for land parcels where claimants have produced no documentation. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the committees are to be established in St. Mary, Portland, and St. Thomas. He adds that legislative reform is being planned to help underscore their work.
A draft bill amending the Registration of Titles, Cadastral Mapping and Tenure Clarification Act is being finalized. The amended bill is aimed at making the law more culturally relevant so that recognition may be given to the manner in which many landowners give, buy, and sell land.
Mr. Holness was speaking at a ceremony to hand over land titles under LAMP at the office of the Prime Minister on Tuesday. More than 200 citizens were presented with titles under the program. The LAMP initiative, supported by the Development Bank of Jamaica, aims to deliver 1,200 titles for the 2016-2017 financial year. The Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL, is encouraging Jamaicans 17 years and older in need of further education to get enrolled in its programs. The organization offers three levels of high school diploma equivalency tests: basic, intermediate, and proficiency.
At the basic level, they will be exposed to the subjects English, math, EDPM, which is the computer base, and in all of our interventions, we use what we call the life skills curriculum. We also have the second tier level of the program, which is called the intermediate, which covers the grades 7 to 9. And I think that particular level is really, really picking up momentum. The learners are exposed to 5 subjects, which is the proficiency, and that takes them now to the CXE level, which is grades 10 to 11.
Special Projects Manager at JFLL, Janet Allen, speaking at a GIS think tank session Tuesday. Persons interested in pursuing courses at the JFLL may visit the website jfll.gov.jm or call 928-5181. Classes are held Monday to Friday with 3 available time slots throughout the day. Meanwhile, Deputy Executive Director at the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL, Dr. Grace Camille Monroe, says the hope is to increase the number of centers across the island to 50. Some 6,700 adult learners are currently enrolled in 34 centers island-wide. Dr. Monroe says the organization is on a mission to improve its adult learner outcomes.
We are in the service of others, and it's something that we take very, very seriously. Their new board, we have now established or re-engaged our 2016 to 2019 strategic plan, which is geared towards ensuring that we have at least 10,000 adult learners in our program by next year.
The JFLL is also seeking additional professional volunteers to assist with its programs. And the Ministry of Education has received more than 1,000 pieces of school furniture from the Joseph Assignment Global Initiative, JAGI, just in time for the start of the new academic year. Senior Education Officer Paul Ashley says the gift is a boost to the ministry's back-to-school preparations.
Your presence is a most timely one, as the ministry is at this time engaged in back-to-school preparations. And this gift will go a very far way in filling some very critical needs.
Mr. Ashley says the furniture will be placed in schools with the greatest need. He further assures that the desks and chairs will be properly maintained. Visiting humanitarian group, JAGI, helps to address global issues by providing medical assistance, housing, school, water, and other services to several countries with support from its partners. That was the GIS News. I am Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.